the book of Psalms, and Psalm 28 is where we'll start off this evening. Psalm 28. Well, it is a blessing to see you tonight, and I trust that God has given you a good week and where you're resting in His promises and His love and care. And I also realize that many of you and many of us are still recovering from Vacation Bible School. And what a great time that was. Many victories. Thank God for that. And appreciate all your hard work in making that possible. It's pretty amazing when you have that many volunteers coming together. 60 plus volunteers. For the one purpose of getting the gospel to the young people and seeing their hearts strengthened in Christ as well. Thank you again for participating in that. Well, I trust you found your place. If you got your place in Psalm 28, would you say amen? All right. I think that's most of you. Psalm 28. I want to read one verse tonight. One verse. To begin with, notice Psalm 28, verse 7. David says here, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise Him." I want us to say that first phrase there of the verse, the first seven or eight words, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." Let's say that together. Psalm 28, 7. "The Lord is my strength and my shield." Very good. Let's pray together. Lord, I do want to thank you tonight that you truly are our strength. It's not, Lord, that you just give strength. But Lord, you are our strength. And tonight, we just gladly want to say that we're grateful for you and Lord, your mercy in our lives. And I pray tonight that we will be encouraged by the Word of God. May you be honored and may your people be helped. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. David here prays and testifies of God's strength in his life. Do you know, has anybody been at that time in your life where you just don't feel like you have any strength? You just don't know if you can keep going. You don't know if you can go to the next day because of the, perhaps it was just a tiring day physically, perhaps emotionally, perhaps, you know, spiritually. Whatever the case may be, we all face those times of where we feel weak and feel like our strength is gone. But here's what we understand about the Lord's strength. And I'm not here to say that I totally understand this truth. But there are a lot of truths I don't understand, but I'm commanded to believe. But one of the things the Bible tells us about God's strength is that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's pretty amazing, is it not? You think upon the fact that when you are weak and you feel like you don't have the strength to go on, let's be reminded, brethren, that that is the very moment that if we submit ourselves to this truth, that is the very moment that God's strength will be made perfect. It'll be completed in and through our lives. And David, I believe, realized that. And he said, "The Lord is my strength." And then he just didn't say the strength. He said, "and my shield." Now, when we think of a shield, of course, we think of protection, don't we? We certainly understand the importance there of protection. but more importantly, of God's protection. And David was a warrior. He was a true general. He was a true leader, and he was a true fighter. But he was one who was also a shepherd at heart. He was one that depended upon the Lord and for his defense. And he claims God as his defense. Now here's one of the things I want to point out. As he testifies of the Lord being his strength and shield, he says, "My heart trusted in him." Now, that's very significant when it comes to the shield. Because can anybody recall, and I'll give you a hint, it's in the New Testament, where the Bible talks about a shield for the believer? Ephesians 6. And it is called what? The shield of faith. And faith, remember, is simply trusting God. Taking God at His word and trusting His character and His plan and His purpose in my life. And I believe that as we think upon this shield, I think upon the whole armor of God and that shield of faith, which says this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. It says, "Above all." Have you ever thought how interesting that is? Every time I read that, I find that very interesting and intriguing, that of all the pieces of the spiritual armor, the armor of God that the Lord gives us, He says, above all. Almost like these things are important that I've mentioned, these other pieces of the armor. They're very significant. But if there was one that stands out above all others, brethren, let me tell you what it is. It's the shield of faith. Why? Paul tells us. He says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith, with the shield of faith, ye shall be," not maybe, "ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." So what he's telling us there is that when we go through life and our heart is submitted to Christ and we're trying to do the best we can by the grace of God for the glory of God, when we are attacked by darts of doubt, darts of pride, darts of lust, darts of jealousy, darts of anger, darts of bitterness, you name it. Satan's got a whole arsenal of darts that he unleashes upon God's people daily. But here's the great news for us tonight. God tells us, you hold up that shield of faith. And God promises that each one of those, not just some of them, each one of them will be quenched. The fire will be put out. But let's understand tonight that if you don't have the shield up, those darts will wreak havoc on your heart and mind. I know we shouldn't have done this, but I don't know about y'all, but when I grew up in South Carolina, we used to go and love buying bottle rockets. They were legal, and I don't think they're legal in Georgia, but the bottle rockets are like fireworks, and what they are is they're not that big. They're just got a little stem on it, a little stick there, and they got almost looks like a firecracker at the end of that stick, and it's got a little fuse. Bottle rockets. Anybody else know what I'm talking about here? Bottle rockets? Okay, most of you know what I'm talking about here. All right, so what we used to have is bottle rocket wars. And we would get these PVC pipes, and we would put handles on them, and man, we would get out there in the field and in the woods, and you talking about fun. Oh my word. Until one of my buddies bought a big bottle rocket. And now that was not cool. He shouldn't have done that. But nevertheless, we used to shoot those, get behind trees and whatnot. And there were times where you would have some protection, some type of shield. And if you had the right kind of shield there, there were times where you could get real close to your buddy and light him up. And it was just a lot of fun. I remember we used to get hit and man, we'd have a little burn mark on us or something. And, but it was just it was so much fun. And I remembered those days, but I remembered it was always best if you had something to block those bottle rockets hitting to save yourself some pain. But I say that as a simple illustration tonight. You know, that was a friendly game of bottle rockets. But I want to tell you, for the Christian, when we're walking with Christ, the darts are going to fly from the wicked one. And we must be ready to hold up the shield of faith. And that simply means believing God, believing His Word, and submitting your heart to Him and trusting Him to lead you in life. And to defend you in life and to protect and strengthen, as the psalmist would say. He says, I trusted in Him. That's what he says. I trusted in Him. And he says, I'm helped. And because I'm helped, he says, I'm going to rejoice. And my song, I will praise Him. And he goes on to say it again. You know, I believe David rested in his God in the midst of trouble. For God was a shield to him. And I believe that there is no greater fortification against the devil's darts than that of the shield of faith. I want to close with an illustration tonight that I believe, you know, expresses clearly this idea of resting in the Lord and truly trusting in Him. But you may have heard of the preacher Andrew Murray. He wrote this, and this is back in the late 1800s. He was 67 years old at the time, but he was a very popular speaker. He was a man that walked with God. He wrote many books on prayer and just walking with the Lord. He was invited to speak at a number of places and conferences across Europe and America. And in England, he preached many conferences at the Keswick Convention and China Inland Mission and other places. But nevertheless, as much as this man was loved and liked, and as far as how he impacted, he also had his critics. And on one occasion, he tells this story, and out of this story came a poem, and really not even a poem, actually. It's actually just some truths that I think will anchor the soul for any believer that understands the truth that they're based on. But at this certain occasion, one evening, in quote, written in one of the books by Vance Christie, who wrote this article, he says, one evening when the whole party returned together from a great meeting where a rapt and crowded audience had been addressed by Mr. Murray, he found awaiting him a letter from a well-known man filled with severe censures upon him for teaching error. The way the criticism was expressed stirred indignation in all except for Mr. Murray. For he only said in his gentle way that if he had been teaching anything wrong, all that he asked was that the Lord would show this to him, that he might make it right. And so quite simply, he knelt down there with the others and put up the petition. And then rising there, it says he went in peace to rest. He went to bed that evening. Well, the next morning, Murray stayed in bed for further rest. He was tired and he was suffering from a weak back and the lingering result of an injury he had sustained a few years earlier when he was thrown from a capsizing cart while ministering in South Africa. While resting that Lord's Day morning, Murray penned the following thoughts for his own encouragement. He was encouraging himself in the Lord. And he wrote at the top of the paper, in time of trouble, say. First, He brought me here. It is by His will I am in this straight place. In that fact, I will rest. Next, He will keep me here in His love and give me grace to behave as His child. Then He will make the trial a blessing, teaching me the lessons He intends me to learn and working in me the grace He means to bestow. Last, in His good time, He can bring me out again. How and when, He knows. Let me say I am here, number one, by God's appointment, number two, in His keeping, number three, under His training, and number four, for His time. What's interesting about that, he wrote that on just a little scratch piece of paper just for his own heart. Well, that morning, Mrs. Head brought Murray his breakfast, and she informed him that there's a lady out here who is in a great deal of trouble. And she had come to the house to call on Mr. Murray for a word of advice for her anxiety. And he said, well, quote, just give her this, that I have been writing down for myself, Murray responded. It may be that she will find it helpful. So he handed his hostess a sheet of paper bearing the heading, "In Time of Trouble, Say," which contained the reflections already stated. From that time, she was greatly encouraged, and of course, Ms. Head saw it too, and she wanted a copy, and ended up many copies being made. You may have heard these quotes before, but have been certainly an anchor as we understand that God Almighty can be trusted, that He is our strength, and that He is our shield. And by the way, when he left out of the house that morning, the article says, on this incident, Mr. Murray got up from his bed and got dressed for the day and went out. The first thing he did, the article says, Mr. Murray went straight to the writer of the critical letter and by his loving communication made him his faithful friend. And how God used that in his life. And may tonight we just be reminded that as we look to the Lord in daily life, not just certain days, not just certain weeks, but every day, Lord, You are my strength. And remember, when we are weak, which we are, God promises, my strength will be made perfect through Your weakness. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I trust You tonight and I thank You for the comfort of the Word of God. I pray that You would help us to understand that Your strength is made perfect in weakness. I pray that we would recognize the testimony of David when he looked at You as his shield, his anchor, his defender, the one he trusted in. And may we too, Lord, trust You. And may we look at Andrew Murray and his testimony. Lord, how he submitted his life to You and the appointment of his life and the keeping and, Lord, the training and for Your time. And so, Lord, we just pray that You'd bless this evening as we pray. And, Lord, help us to be strengthened by the Spirit of God. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.